best-selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. Beauty parlors filled with sailors. Circus is empty. Then even walks the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight on Desolation Row. Now Cinderella, she seems so easy. Takes one to know one, she smiles. Puts her hands in her back pockets. Bette Davis. Then in walks Romeo, he's mourning. You belong to me, I believe. Someone says, you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. And the only sound you can hear after the ambulance is gone, Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hit. The stars are beginning to hide. Fortune-telling lady has already taken all the things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody's either making love or else expecting rain. And the Good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going down to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Now Ophelia, she's neath the window, for her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. Though her gaze is fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time digging it on Desolation Row. Disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in his trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend the jealous monk. Oh, he looks so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette and he went off sniffing drain pipes. Then reciting the alphabet, you wouldn't think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing electric violin, Desolation Row. across the street, they nail the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. Phantom of the Opera, in the perfect image of a priest. We're spoon-feeding Casanova, beginning to feel more sure. Then they'll fill him with self-confidence, and they're poisoning him with words. And they finish shouting to skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row. Dr. Phil, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, and all his senseless patients, they're all trying to blow it up. And his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read, have mercy on his soul. They all play on the penny whistle, yes, but you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough off Desolation Row. Now at midnight, all the agents, the superhuman crew, going round up everyone who knows more than they do. Then they take him to the factory where they hide a chalk machine strapped across their shoulders. Then they carry the scene. Make sure nobody's escaping to Desolation Row. My praise be to pit heroes next to the Titanic sails at dawn, and everybody's shouting, which side are you on? T.S. Eliot, Ezra Pound of T.S. Eliot, they're fighting in the captain's tower. Wow, Calypso singing, Lambeth, fishermen holding flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow. No one has to think too much about Desolation Row. Letter yesterday about the time the doorknob broke. When you asked how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I do rearrange their faces, give them all